Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's time to be entertained. Let's go in-depth with Patty Abild and Karen Langstrat with the Indianola Concert Association. So you've got a performance this weekend. The Indianola Concert Association has a performance, and it's on Mother's Day. It sounds like a perfect performance for Mother's Day. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a perfect performance for the family. It will be a wonderful event for everyone in the family, all ages. Popovich Comedy Pet Theater is performed by a man, Popovich, who has been with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus for years. Generationally, they've been involved in circus, but he had a real love for animals and decided to put his two interests together. And so he started this special show where he trains rescue animals, all different animals, and does tricks with them for the show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Rescue animals, and how many rescue animals?
He has 30.
30?
Yes. And they travel in a special vehicle that is climate controlled, so the animals are well cared for. Everyone wants to know that, right? And it's just amazing what he is able to get these animals to do.
He has to have a special gift.
Yes.
I can't even imagine 30 animals in the same room.
I know.
Let alone trained.
And you know, they say cats, you just can't train. Well, he's mastered that.
Right. And you know, even performing in a large auditorium like ours and have people applaud and whistle, and those animals still be able to perform.
How long has the Concert Association been in existence?
Since 1988.
Mm-hmm. I bet you've never had anything quite like this.
No.
Oh, definitely not. And we're excited that this concert on May 8th will be at 3 p.m., so it'll be a great time for kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. And it's on a Sunday.
Obviously. All right, so maybe Mother's Day brunch and
Sure.
All right, well, very good. And so what made you pick this? I know you go through a decision-making process every year. Mm-hmm. Why did this get your attention? Just its inherent interest, or I'm sure they've been around for a while. How do you decide what shows? I presume there's a mix of something?
Yes, we're a part of Allied Concert Services, and we contract with them for our season series, and we like to have a variety of shows that appeal to everyone in the community. And we always like to choose one family show. Sometimes it might be, you know, dance, theater, not necessarily music. We even had performers from Russia, China, that did acrobatics. Mm-hmm. But this is really unique. I don't know of another show like this particular one. It's just so different.
And we're so excited to get him because we actually scheduled him back in 2020. And then, of course, the pandemic came along. And so he was canceled in the spring of 2020. And we had heard that he had to stop performing because there were no jobs, obviously, for performers. And then when we had the opportunity to get him again this year, we jumped at it because, you know, we feel like we've kind of waited 2 years now to get him on our Indianola stage. So we're super excited about that.
And in the meantime, he's had to continue training these animals and keep them ready now for performing. There probably are new ones since he was canceled through the COVID pandemic.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Patty Abild and Karen Langstrat with the Indianola Concert Association.
Well, it's so nice to be able to get back at seeing live performances now. There's nothing like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's something special that comes with this performance. You're thinking about next year. Tell us how this works.
Yes. Well, this is our final show of this series, and so we will be giving everyone the opportunity to join the next series at this concert. And those who are members will be able to come free to this, but they'll purchase the series for next year. Those who do not have membership can purchase membership that night and then get this show free, which is a great benefit. And incidentally, at the door, an adult would pay $20 for this one show if they're not members. If they decide to become members that night, they can get the whole season next year and this show for $45.
And the season consists of four concerts, so that would be a total of four or five concerts in total
for $45. And we have reciprocity with Newton and Centerville, and they can go to any of their concerts. So you have possibly 12 performances you can go to for $45. What a bargain.
If you went to them all, it'd be less than $5 a show.
Yeah.
We also have family tickets. So let's say a household of a mom and a dad, and let's say they have four or five children, they can get a family ticket for $95. And this lets all their family go in. And this is family meaning a household. So we think that's a great deal for exposing young children to this wonderful entertainment.
Mm-hmm. It's important to expose children to this kind of thing. It really helps them grow and learn and sort of, you know, by looking at the variety of things people are doing, they can think about what they could possibly do.
And these are extremely professional shows. It's not local talent. We book out of Allied Concert Services in Minneapolis, and we have a wide variety that we can choose from. For example, in the upcoming season, we have one of the Broadway singers who sings the role of the Phantom of the Opera.
The real Broadway singer?
Yes.
Correct. Uh-huh. That's part of our next year's 2022-23 series.
And who's that? What's his name?
That's Jeremy Stoll. And he's currently one of the Phantoms of Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Patty Abild and Karen Langstrat with the Indianola Concert Association.
So Broadway coming to Indianola.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Would you like to hear about the rest of our series?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, we're going to start out with a guy who sounds just like James Taylor, and it's a James Taylor tribute, how sweet it is. And he is wonderful. I have heard him personally. And you close your eyes and you just could believe that it's totally James Taylor. And so he'll be doing that wonderful music. So most of us kind of lived through that era, and so we'll be singing along.
Well, yeah. I mean, if my voice were any good, I could break out into song. I remember a lot of his songs, Fire and Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
It's right to mind, yeah.
Well, and then we were talking about family shows. We have this one called Parallel Exit, and it's a three-person blend of physical comedy, tap dance, music, and mime. And this is a New York-based nouveau vaudeville company and slapstick physical comedy. It's just a delightful show from everything we've heard about it. And it's very educational, like you just mentioned, Bob, because it's teaching the whole family the history of vaudeville. They will cover that in their show. We love how our performers talk with us and make it an educational and musical performance blended together. Mm-hmm, very engaging.
Well, you showed me their photo, and I just grinned because they're just, I mean, I just smiled just looking at them.
Right.
Well, one of the ones that we have coming up, and as Karen mentioned, we love to have a great variety. And we have three young guys who are graduates of Juilliard. Two of them play cello. One of them plays guitar. He sings. He puts bells around his foot and stamps his foot, so he has lots of accompaniment to go along with the cellos. And they developed not only a friendship at Juilliard, but just created this group just so they could play the type of music that they love, just a fusion of classical, pop, jazz standards, and Broadway folk songs. And they even have some original compositions in there as well. And if you watch their video, it is so much fun because maybe one of the cello players will turn his cello sideways like a guitar and be playing it that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other guitar player, he'll be drumming on his guitar as well. So, you know, they really are fun. And as Karen mentioned, just very engaging. They have given workshops all over the country, and they love to do student workshops, again, as you mentioned, just to encourage young people to maybe, you know, take an interest in music like this.
In fact, they have hosted a workshop at the University of Iowa, which is really neat. And they have such interesting repertoire, as Patty said, writing their own original compositions. But along with that, they do classical music, which is what they studied at Juilliard. So there again, we like to bring in classical elements into our series because we're trying to draw people of all musical interests.
Well, and Juilliard's is it the best or one of the best music schools in the country, so these are very talented
considered
young people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, and then, of course, as Karen kind of touched on briefly, our finale will be Jeremy Stoll, who is the Phantom performer from Broadway. And he is, if I can say, he's kind of nice to look at, too.
Oh.
As well as...
Absolutely.
He sounds as good as he looks, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
Those darn good jeans. I wish I'd have got some of those. Well, this is like, I don't know, you're bringing Broadway, Juilliard, tributes, beautiful tributes, comedy, and all kinds of things next season, but we can start with the final performance of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that again. Remind us where and when and cost for Sunday's show.
Okay, it will be on May the 8th at 3:00, and it's Mother's Day. And if people want to attend that, it's $20 for an adult and $10 for a student. And as I said, if they want to go ahead and purchase membership for the next season and have that one free, then that total cost is $45 per adult and only $15 per student, $95 for family. And they can just come to the box office. We'll have tables set up where people can renew membership or start new membership. And that's all possible that afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And are there any sponsors we need to thank?
Actually, our sponsor for this show, we always have Edward Jones, their five offices here in Indianola. They are our underwriters. So they join together and help finance and have done that, I think, since we started, which is wonderful. And then we have different people who have been part of our patron program, and we have several different levels so that, you know, people can help us, because the more budget we have, the more wonderful shows that we have to choose from, you know, according to what the bank says. Our Popovich Comedy Pet Theater show will be sponsored by Gil and Becky Wiglin. So they'll be our sponsors for that particular one, as well as Edward Jones. and as well as all the patrons that are listed in our program bulletin. So we love to honor them and highlight them, and that's listed in every bulletin at each of our shows.
And that's why we are able to keep the cost of our membership so low. It's so reasonable.
At those prices, it becomes something that the whole community can come to.
Yes.
And bring their families, and nobody's left out.
Right. And that's our mission statement, to be able to bring to our community top quality live entertainment at a very nominal price that people can afford.
And you might have 10 children and be able to bring them all to the concerts for $95 for the season.
They'd have to live in the same household, though. That would be a big house.
Well, we do have a large family in another community that has membership and brings the entire family, and they travel around. So that I think they're homeschooled, and they travel around to all these concerts. It's part of their music education.
That's neat. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Thanks to Patty Abild and Karen Langstrap for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.